is Father's Day. I just want to encourage you and also to bring the message of the month to an end. The last Sunday of the month, next week is the last Sunday of the month, and that means that it's our testimony and thanksgiving service. So that means that it's a service where we just sit back and we just hear from people that their testimonies, their offer of thanksgiving to God, sharing what God has done or is doing in their lives so as to encourage someone, just to encourage someone. Faith is powerful, but sometimes when you are going through life, you tend to think that you are alone. And so the beauty of our testimony and thanksgiving service is to just encourage that individual who is going through a rough time, because sometimes all you need to do is to hear what God has done for someone and there will be a scent of hope. All right, so don't miss next Sunday. It's our testimony, our thanksgiving service. If that's your car, please go move your car and move your car very quickly so as to respect other users, okay? Praise the Lord. All right, but today is a very, it's a great day today. It's one of my favorite days. It's Father's Day. And I don't think it's a coincidence that God has chosen for us to bring, talk about this all-important topic of temper, tantrums, and tension and on Father's Day. You see, because fathers are very important. Fathers are very important. Unfortunately, fathers are also responsible for the ills of the society. There is no school for fatherhood. There is no school. Anybody can be a father. Anyone. I personally believe that fathers are responsible for the calamities that people, because I'm yet to see any criminal that is not born of a father. I'm here to see any murderer, any rapist, any pedophile that has not been born by a father. Do you understand? And so, as we're watching our kids play, and it's a family church, so you can imagine as a pastor of a family church, days like this, I'm happy, but days like this, equally, I'm very sad. I'm very sad when I look at, when I see that our government, for example, spends so much money maintaining prison systems. Do you know how, you have any idea how much it costs to maintain the prison service? Every time you hear about the prison service, it means that the father has failed somewhere. That's the honest fact. That's your next fact. So, I want to share two things with you very quickly this morning. We'll look at the reality of temper tantrum. I call them the terrible T's. The reality of these terrible T's and what to do with them. I don't know what your background is, but the fact is that if you have not been fathered, you cannot father. You cannot give what you don't have. There are so many people today who suffer from low self-esteem because a father failed them. There are so many men today who are angry because there was no father in position and in place. Please, hear me. You need to audit your background. You and I may not have control over who fathered us, but we do have control over how our destiny turns out. And there are men today who are angry. There are ladies today who have low self-esteem, who lack confidence because a father was not in place or one man didn't do what he was meant to do. Today, the rate of divorce is very high because one man has not done or is not doing what he's meant to do. But we are a church. The beauty about a church is that it highlights the gaps in society. The beauty about a church is that it highlights the gaps in your life. And the beauty also is that it brings, Christ bridges the gap for every one of us. And so I want to charge you to audit your life. I want to charge you to audit your life. Why are you angry? Why do you deal with issues the way you deal with issues? Why must things always turn into a fight with you? What exactly is the problem? But I dare say today that whatever the problem is, one man is responsible. Wouldn't it be nice if all we saw, what we saw in the homes, what we saw with our children this a few minutes ago, will not be nice if that is the kind of environment that every child in this church or in our society grows up, where dads and kids can play together and where children will feel comfortable to come and tell their dads, this is what I'm going through. What if that is the kind of, if that's the way our society really is? Do you think we will invest in prison service, prison systems? Probably not. So if you are a man today, right, or you have a son today, I want to encourage you that you need to take today very serious. You need to look into your life, because we destroy many lives that we can never imagine. There are women today who go into marriages very strong, very confident. In fact, if they look at their lives today, they will look at, maybe look at their lives maybe 20, 25 years ago, you will have thought that this person will doubtless be a prime minister of a nation or will be a CEO of an organization. But then they come into contact with a man who has not been properly fathered, and that whole dream dies, completely annihilated. But not just the dream that dies, and their confidence just goes out of the window. I have seen high-flying people who when they are in their youth, they had a dream, they had a vision, they had a goal, they were achievers until they met a man who was not properly fathered. And that man took them apart, bit by bit, day by day, year by year, constantly attack their confidence, that today what used to be a dream is nothing but a nightmare, because they met a man who has not been fathered. And so we need to really look at today. If you've been raised by a father who just wasn't there, I can guarantee you, you won't be there. If you're raised by a father or grew up in an environment where your father thinks that the very best way to have a proper argument is to raise his voice and pump his fist, you will raise your voice and you will pump your fist. In other words, we all have certain disposition in life. Disposition. I'm not saying you are, but I say it's a disposition. There is a possibility that when you are squeezed, right, you will resort to that default mode of raising your voice and pumping your fist. Do you understand? And so as men today, I want us to take today very serious. As women, I want you to take today very serious. Because if you ever find yourself in the company of that man who wasn't fathered properly, your nightmare will have just begun. If you have a son, teach him. If you come from a family where daddy has no respect for women, you will not have respect for women. Do you understand? And it goes from generation to generation. But I also believe that with Christ, we can put an end to these things. With Christ, we can hit the reset button. With Christ, we can determine, we have faith, and faith is powerful because it is linked to the word of God. With Christ, we can resolve and say, you know what, that's good, that's bad. I'm not going to do this bad thing, I'm going to opt to be good. There are men, rather than acknowledge the fact that their spouses are better and more intelligent, would rather seek to reduce them to rubble than acknowledge that. There are men like that. There are men like that. And so, for the men and the boys, the fathers in our church, in this ministry, I want to take your responsibility very, very seriously. Because you can make and destroy lives by the kind of man that you are. I believe that God has called every man to preserve lives, to empower, to advance, to conquer, to grow, and not to destroy. Especially the ones that you have been privileged to be blessed with. Your wife, your daughter, your son. Do you understand? It's a major, major problem. So, the reality of anger is that, number one, it is fruitless. It is fruitless. It is fruitless. There are so many men, they carry resentment all their lives. But the sad thing is that when you see a bloke down the road or you run into him in church, he winks at you, drives a nice car, probably has a decent job, you can never tell his heart. You can never tell. Our hearts can be masqueraded over a cup of coffee, over a meal. Can be masqueraded. an unfathered man is a minefield. It's a minefield. You will do what your father did unless you consciously interrupt that process. I said consciously. Unless you consciously look at Jesus as a man and look at God as a father and make up your mind and say, you know what, I am not going down this road. You will be unfaithful if your father was unfaithful or if your father never addressed unfaithfulness. You'll be unfaithful. I remember as a young man when I brought my wife, when I brought my fiancé home, and I said, Dad, I said, I think I've seen the girl. I'm going to get married. I'm going to marry her. I was about 26 or 27. And my dad looked at me and said, boy, but you just live in school, son. I said, yes. I said, but I met her in school. I said, I like her. I would like to marry her. And so he laughed. He said, but I've known you a while now. You have never brought any girl home. How do you just marry the first girl you see? I would have thought that you would have brought at least a few of them home. And then, you know, and then appraise them, and then before you make your choice. I said, Daddy, I said, I'm a Christian. We don't sample girls to marry. I'm not buying off the shelf. So I said, so that's not how it works. But I have a father who has respect for, there are eight of us. And one of the things I love about my dad is that he has respect for our decisions. So I said, so she is the one, and I trust God. He said, well, okay, where is she from? I told her, he said, well, you know me, I will never tell you where to pick your wife from, right? But I will tell you where to pick your wife from. If it's, yeah. So he said, some of you got that, eh? And some are wondering, what happened there? Catch up! It's Gateway Chapel, catch up. If you didn't laugh, that means it's going to bite your head. Pay attention. All right. So I said, that's my dad. What's your dad like? Your father never went to school to raise you as a dad. You are not going to school to raise your son as a dad. See how he goes? And so if you come from a home where dad is unfaithful, it's only a matter of time. What it means is that you have a disposition, unless you genuinely know what's at stake and walk away from it. But if you go with the flow, and there are so many men who go with the flow, right, you will crash someone's destiny. And there are so many men today who are crashing so many destinies. They crash the destinies of their wives, and they crash the destiny of their children. There are so many kids who can never be fulfilled their potential because of the type of fathers. Now, sometimes it's not just about absent fathers. There are silent fathers. You know that father who will never say anything? You know those kind of fathers? Yeah? You do? Mm-hmm. You don't do? Mm-hmm. But he's just there. Voiceless fathers. The unconfrontational father. Voiceless. Damage. Dad, I just had this, this is my achievement of the day. Okay. What did your mommy say? You know, there are dads like that. So that girl grows up seeking attention. You know, there are women today, they just seek. They say, the phrase, it's so attention seeking. Yeah, well, she's attention seeking because her father was not in place. You understand? And there are men, there are girls today who will marry men three times their age, not because of love, because they want that affirmation. So what I'm saying is that you need to sit down and audit your life and find out how much damage a father has done to you. True. Violent fathers, disrespectful fathers. You know, I say disrespectful. There are some fathers that are just disrespectful. Yeah? Arrogant fathers. And the kid grows there. Everything that comes from dad's mouth is just spewed. Dad always constantly look down. You know, there are dads like that. They just constantly look down. Nothing is good enough other than what they have done. It's not good. That's not a home. That's a prison cell. So where do you live? Do you live in a prison cell or do you live in a home? There are so many people, you get married. The day you get married, your voice is gone. You are only to be seen and not heard. You have nothing to contribute, especially when it has to do with my family. What kind of family is that then? Do you understand what I'm talking about? So being a man is a huge responsibility. We are the one responsible for the ills of the society. We have destroyed many girls, destroyed many women, brought them. You marry a girl from a good home, you can trash her with your words just like that. There are so many women today who can save a whole organization, but have no voice at home because they married a tyrant. So, listen. These terrible things are fruitless. Bridle your anger, trash your wrath, and cool your pipes. The Message Bible says, Psalm 37, verse 8. Benjamin Franklin says, whatever is begun in anger ends in shame. You see? And so many men, rather than come up to say, I need help, they adopt different methods to deal with it. If you are a man here, under the sound of my voice, you need to own up. Some will use a toxic waste approach. Just bury things in their heart. It's only when they erupt that you know something is wrong. Some are just angry for no reason because there are toxic things they have inherited that is burning on their inside. Toxic waste approach. They also have the volcano approach. You know, they just rumble and grumble and rumble and grumble until one day they can't take it anymore, just lash out. You know, if you are dating a man who is constantly grumbling and rumbling, right? The disagreement is about money. It's just money, right? But all of a sudden, we are talking about what my mother did, what my father did, what my uncle did, my father did. And so that's what happened at our wedding. It's just money. Do you understand? It's just money. And it could be the other way around. The woman who has not been fathered, the woman that did never say, go, girl, I'm right behind you. Daughter, I love you. I never say. And so that man, that married this guy forever. There's nothing he can do to prove that he loves you. He can't then look at any other person. You know? But this is my work colleague. Yes? Why did you hold her like that? But it's just a hold. No. That hold was too tight. But you're just mates. Who called you? Oh, it's Stella from work. Why is she calling you now? Why is she calling you now? But the problem is not with the man. But if as a young girl, her father was unfaithful, a girl who grew up with an unfaithful father, we never trust any man. How many women have their mothers tell them, look at what your father did. And she was 9, for example. You know, she's 19. Somewhere at the back of her mind, never trust a guy, because one father messed up. So this will never go away. But with Jesus, we can fix it. You can appraise your problem and then fix it. We'll talk about that in a minute. So you also have the snow cone effect. The snow cone approach. I call that the big chill. You know, the guy that just keep quiet like nothing is going on. Just one big chill, just chill out. Looks cool, calm, and collected. He has the trappings of life and trappings of success. Use everything to masquerade the fact that there's a boy on the inside that needs to be addressed. There's a boy on the inside that was disappointed about the way he was raised. I'll tell you what happened to me. I have heard my story several times. Now, don't get me wrong. I love my dad, you know, but yeah, I just love my dad. I love my parents. Well, 8 of us were properly brought up, you know. 6, we're all married now. But my dad, growing up, you know, I never knew that dads and sons can be close. I never knew. It wasn't a problem for me. Never knew dads and sons either, you know. My dad is very, very quiet. My dad can live in an island by himself. Very, very quiet. But I never knew I had a problem until I got to Cyprus. And I saw fathers hugging their children. I was like 29. And I saw fathers hugging their children. I was envious. I was jealous. I was angry. Nobody told me that daddy hugs children. I've never got any hug before. I grew up thinking that, well, oh, that's my dad. Yeah, you know your dad. Like mommy would say, oh, you know your dad. You know your dad. Ah, but this is dad too. So what's wrong? Why didn't I get a hug? It was a big problem. And I had that war going on inside me. Right? Until I addressed it. It was the Holy Spirit that helped me address it. If not, I'll be an angry father today. But what did I do with that? I made up my mind that he is the way he is because of what he had gone through. Especially when I got to know. And this is how, this is the man I have chosen to become and to be by design. Live by design, not by default. Live by design. Go and audit your life. Every adult should audit his life and find out what kind of father were you exposed to. What kind of father were you exposed to? That will tell you your dominant predisposition. And for some, they're actually living like that right now. You understand? I couldn't have been able to tell my children, I love you, because I never got one. I was living in Cyprus, and I saw the families do that. Oh, wow. So I didn't get one. So I went back and addressed it and make a choice to always give that. Does that make sense? You can't give what you don't have. So number two. Oh, then there's a microwave approach. You know microwave approach? Beep, 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 beep. Kaboom. Yeah? So the terrible teas can make you a foolish person. Proverbs 14:29. A patient man has great insight, but a quick-tempered man displays foolishness. Quick-tempered man displays foolishness. A quick-tempered man does foolish things. Proverbs 14, verse 17. Number three, temper, tantrum is forbidden. It's foolish, fruitless, and it should be forbidden. Yeah? But now you must get rid of all these things. Colossians 3, verse 8. Anger, rage, malice, and filth. And filthy language from your lips. Colossians 3, verse 8. Get rid of them. Get rid of anger. Get rid of anger. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. Your home and people associated. Always check yourself. Ask people around you, especially those of you who are married. Ask this question. Are you happy? You see, when my kids were growing up, we used to have a day we called an evening we called No Repercussion. Many of you can't try it, but we did at home. So an evening of no repercussion is where we all sit down as a family and everybody says what's in their heart without repercussion. Then you get to hear what's in the heart of your kids. Maybe you should try it. But fasten your seatbelt. I say, without repercussion, tell me something. Well, ask your wife first before you go to the kids. Without repercussion. Yeah? Heart to heart, mano a gelo. Are you happy? If not, why? Because you don't know whether you are living in your father's shoes right now. You don't know. You don't know. It's you. You know something about being fathered the right way or the wrong way? It's captive training. You watch your dad or your mom or me, or you watch your dad or someone close to you who is a father figure do a particular course of action for so long right? It becomes a spirit that possesses you. That's what happens. And then there's something in your mind that justifies that that's the right action. So it's only a matter of time. You will behave like that. You will behave like that. I remember there was a kid who was being harassed in school, and I told him I was very angry, and I said, no, man, son, don't take it. And I said, give it to them. I mean, speak like this. And the kid looked at me and said, boy, I don't know how to. I've never been in that kind of environment before. I've never been around aggressive people before. Yes, pastor, you are teaching me to be aggressive. Yeah? But I don't know how to do it. So the way you speak is a reflection of where you are coming from. Your perspective is a reflection of your dominant influence. Are you listening? So many of us didn't have good, many people probably don't have that great dad. But you can replace it in Christ. My dad had 9 siblings. And they all died one by one. One after the other, they died. They'll have a naming ceremony, or he will go to school, come back, my uncle is gone. Some of them 9 years old, some of them 11 years old, some of them, you know. And as a young kid, he associated celebration with loss. So he raised his own children without celebration. I got to find out only 2 years ago. That's why in my home, I have as a kid, I never happy, you know, birthday celebration, never seen any naming ceremony, not in my home, never experienced it. Now you see why I love my cake, eh? Yeah. Never celebrated it. Because he was so traumatized, he associated celebrations with loss. So none of us, no naming ceremony, no birthday celebration, no, you know, right? I said I was going to throw him a party at his 80th birthday, and he threatened me with he said he would disown me. So he would disown me because I wanted to throw him a party. Do you understand? So I have to consciously look at myself and say, well, I didn't get that from dad, but I can always replace that in Christ. So I have a spiritual father who is very expressive. I learned that from my spiritual parents, to be expressive. So there's a way out in Christ. You don't have to continue this bad behavior. You've got to have a conversation about it and deal with it. People should not be uncomfortable around you, and people should not regret the day they married you. When they marry you as a man, it should be the best moment of their lives. No one should have a regret on your account. So being a father is tough. I take that back. Being a man is extremely tough. A huge responsibility. So what do you do to remedy this? Number one, control your anger. Control it. Control it. Control it. Better a patient man than a warrior. A man who controls his temper than one who takes a city. A man who controls his temper than one who takes a city. Proverbs 16:32. Control it. Number two, have a conversation about it. So when you control it, so admit it. I have problem with anger. Admit it. Don't make it colorful. But you know the way, this is the way I am. No. We don't want to know the way we are. Why would you use yours to spoil somebody? I mean, come on. Yeah, confess it, admit it. Ladies, make it comfortable for you. Try and have the conversation. Honey, you have a problem with anger. You are laughing. You won't. See, the problem of not standing up is that you will raise a son or a daughter in that environment. That is where it goes on from one generation to the other. Imagine a child grows up in a home where he couldn't speak up when his father insults his mom. He couldn't rise to defend her when the dad called the mom an idiot, called her stupid, called her dumb, called her good for nothing, tell her she can't cook, and she's useless. And that kid grows up in that environment, knowing full well, I cannot really do anything about this. I cannot fight my father. He's tall, he's big, he's huge, he can take me out. Then he goes on to win he adopts the big chill, keeps quiet for a long time, goes to school with all this anger inside him. And then one day, somebody takes his toy. And then from nowhere, he just lashes out. It was just a toy. But then he grabs this guy, puts him on the floor, punch him 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All he couldn't do for his mom, he expresses on this kid. So you must address it. And so if you do not address it as a woman, you are simply breeding the next criminal due to no fault of theirs. Do you understand? That kid in that house is the gateway to the next generation. He either does that or he grows up just to be like daddy. Every girl is useless. Every girl is hopeless. They are stupid. They are dumb. And they are good for nothing. And it will start from her, from his friend in class. He thinks he can take any girl's toy and tell them to shove it. Because that's exactly what daddy does. He reads that for me, that's what a man should be. A man should be powerful, should be domineering, and should dominate everyone on your track, including your wife. I always say if you want to pick on anybody, pick on someone your own size. You know? Go to the boys' club and go ask for trouble. Let's see who the real man is. Ask your feet and let us.